What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this Beautifully Honest reaction. Talk to me nice. Talk to me honestly. What's up, guys? All right. Christian Keys, his name has been popping a little bit since this lawsuit dropped. And then we saw in the lawsuit where he was actually named. He was named as someone that allegedly had been paid off by Tyler Perry. So a lot of people have been speculating when he dropped that live that he did last year about this unnamed billionaire that had been making passes at him. You know, harassment of a sexual nature and the things of the things and how he had all of these recordings and he was going to be taking them to the authorities and all the stuff that he, I guess, did not do. And so now that that came out, he's popped out again, but he's not confirming anything, but it's making people question things a little bit more because now he's talking about the show All the Queen's Men. I've never watched it, have no desire to watch it. You let me know in the comments if you check it out. But he's talking about it, and let's just go ahead and get into what he had to say. So I'm going to share my screen, and let's get into it. All right, guys.
Here we go. It is disappointing to continuously find out that your show is coming back on the internet instead of finding out from the network. And I've mentioned that in previous seasons and it's still happening. Or to see the trailer online and have to go search for the trailer so I can try to download the trailer for the hit show that I created for this studio and this network instead of getting it, you know, getting it sent when everybody else is getting theirs. It does feel dismissive and disrespectful when it continues to happen and you've addressed it and it still happens. So at this point, I do not believe that the prequel series that I've written and the spinoff show, any prequel or sequels, I do not believe I'll be doing them with BET. I'm speaking with some amazing people that are interested, other streamers. So the All the Queen's Men universe will continue to thrive. I'm just not sure where it's going to be. It's not up to the studio. It's not up to the network. It's up to me, thankfully. So I will let you guys know where it's going to end up. You know, whether you noticed or not, season two, my created by credit was removed. And I asked to get it back and they said no. And I ended up having to call the WGA, call the union to force the studio to give me my credit back that I had earned. I created this 15 years ago and I've been working on it for 15 years. I think God gave it to me because he knew I was going to protect it, and I will.
Stop using God for all this stuff. I just had to pause right there for a minute. So, okay, whatever. Go ahead.
But some things, you know, these things got to change. So I'll figure out where it's going to be, but the universe will continue. The All the Queen's Men universe will carry on, and it'll continue to get even bigger and even better. The Vegas residency, I'm looking at next summer. For the stage play, All the Queen's Men Live. I'm hoping to drop it in Vegas at an amazing casino. I'm speaking with a couple of casinos right now, hoping to drop it in there next summer and then go on tour, hopefully to a city near you or to your city. So, and the play is written. It's incredible. So I'm really excited about that. So there's a lot of good news, a lot of great things going on within the All the Queen's Men world. In the prequel and sequel space, unfortunately, there are going to be a few personnel changes. You know, sometimes it happens, unfortunately, where some people get entitled or arrogant and unprofessional and, you know, start coming to work high, and inebriated on a regular basis, or start saying whatever they want to when the camera's rolling, and disrespectful ad-libs and things.
Child, who is he talking about? I don't watch the show. The only person that I know of that is in that show is the star, which is Eva from America's Next Top Model and Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I know she smokes weed because she said it. So is he talking about her showing up on set, unprofessional, cursing and all kind of stuff like that, dismissive behavior? I'm not sure, but I'm just curious.
And those things will be addressed. So there may be some personnel changes, but the show will go on. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about July 24th. And I love and appreciate y'all. Thank you for the love and support for our favorite show.
All right. Well, listen, and he's probably not talking about her because it's like, how are you going to replace the star? But he's talking about taking his prequel and sequel, not the actual show, because I believe that is under Tyler Perry's belt at this point in time. And that's why he said that he's not going to be affiliated with it anymore. But he said his created by title in the credits was removed. Why is that? Why is that? Was that a part of the possible NDA that he signed when Tyler Perry paid him up, allegedly, for the allegations and accusations that came out that were, you know, anonymous last year, or the aggressor was anonymous? He wouldn't spill on who that person actually was. So maybe that was in the NDA that he signed before he got the check, allegedly. I'm not saying that happened, but it's being alleged that that's what happened. So maybe in that NDA agreement that he signed, he put in there some language about you will no longer be getting credit of created by in the All the Queen's Men credits anymore. I don't know. I'm just curious, guys. I don't care about the show. I don't watch it. It's not my forte. But I don't hate Christian Keys. I don't even know the man. I really don't care. I hope it does work out for him, because we know Tyler Perry loves credit. He doesn't have any other writers. He says that he writes all of his own scripts. He is the only one in the writer's room. All of his stuff, it says written, created, directed, produced, and starring Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry's whatever. It's his name. The man is a huge egomaniac and narcissist. So I don't know. I'm just curious. And now that he's popped out here, in light of all of the things that have been alleged about him and that's going on with this lawsuit, it does make you wonder. So I just want to know what you guys think. Do you believe that Tyler Perry is behind him leaving BET and not being affiliated with All the Queen's Men as it is anymore, and taking his other creative projects to other places? You guys let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye.